This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum everyone. I am in Iznik, ancient Nicaea, where the famous Council of Nicaea took place in the year 325 CE, patronized by the Emperor Constantine the Great, who built the city of Constantinople as his capital of his Roman Empire. Right now, what you see behind me is the Lake Nicaea, where Emperor Constantine, on the banks of this lake, okay, he built his palace. I can see the remains at this distance. You can see those blocks. I don't know if you can see them, but those blocks are there on the left-hand side there. Okay, those are the remains of his palace. Just behind the palace, just beyond the palace, there are remains of a basilica, a church underwater. So there are no remains above the water. The remains of the basilica are underwater. Why is that basilica so important? That basilica is important because it is one of the sites where the scholars think the Council of Nicaea took place. The Council of Nicaea took place at that spot, the famous Council of Nicaea, where the nature of Jesus Christ was discussed in the year 325 CE by 318 important Christian bishops. Constantine brought these bishops together in this basilica so that they can discuss the nature of Christ and unite under his rule. His agenda was to unite the Christians upon a doctrine. Christians were divided on Jesus Christ. Who is he? God, less than God, some kind of demigod, or an inferior God, or a prophet of God. These questions are discussed here. Okay, and you can go and read the history of the Council of Nicaea. It is one of the most important events that took place at this city, in this city, at this spot, okay, not very far from me. The Lake Nicaea, as you can see, is a huge lake, okay, of natural water, okay, natural spring water, okay, or freshwater lake, rather, okay, and you can see that big mountain behind the lake, okay. This was a favorite spot of Emperor Constantine. That's why he built his palace here. And historically speaking, this city is very, very important in Christian history and in the Ottoman history as well, because this city, called the city of Nicaea, was taken by the Ottomans in the year 1331 by Sultan Orhan Ghazi. Sultan Orhan Ghazi, the son of Sultan Uthman Ghazi. This city was taken by him in 1331, and since then it has been in Muslim hands. But as a Christian place of importance, this is a very important city. Okay, this is where the famous Council of Nicaea took place in the year 325 CE. Okay, and since then, the Christians, the majority, the overwhelming majority, the Catholics, the Protestants, the Orthodox churches, be it Greek Orthodox, Russian Orthodox, Eastern Orthodox, okay, all of them believe in the doctrine of the Trinity because of what took place here in the year 325 CE. Jesus became God with capital G, on par with God the Father, here at this spot. And then later on, this city was taken by the Muslims, the Ottomans, and since then it is in Muslim hands in Turkey, the city of Iznik. Just wanted to share this with you. Why am I telling you all of this? Because we do tours to teach history to people who come on these tours with us, okay, to better appreciate the history of the Ottomans, the ancient history of the Romans and the Christians. Okay, we continue to do these trips for people who want to join us. If you want to join us, check out halalgetaways.com. You will see dates for future trips. There is one coming in December, 25th of December to the 30th December 2023, for Spain, Al-Andalus. We will be visiting. You are most welcome to join us. Assalamu alaikum.